Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 15, 1806. The quadrupeds of this country. Captain Lewis is still writing long journal entries, and today he lists the animals he has seen so far. Very interesting today is Lewis's treatment of Private Gibson, as related by Captain Clark in his journal entry. Gibson, who is ill, is brought to Fort Clatsop from the salt works on a litter. Captain Clark writes,
Drewyer and Whitehouse set out on a hunting excursion towards the mountains southwest of us. We have heard our hunters over the nettle fire several shots today, but have had no account of them as yet. After dark, Sergeant Pryor arrived with Gibson. We are much pleased in finding him by no means as ill as we had expected. We did not conceive him in danger by any means, though he has yet a fever and is much reduced. We believe this disorder to have originated in a violent cold which he contracted in hunting and pursuing elk and other game through swamps and marshes about the salt works. We gave him double doses of diluted nitre and made him drink plentifully of sage tea, had his feet bathed in warm water, and at 9 p.m. gave him 35 drops of laudanum. The quadrupeds of this country from the Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Ocean are first, the domestic animals, consisting of horses and dogs only. Second, the native wild animals, consisting of the white, brown, or grizzly bear, the black bear, the elk, the common red deer, the mule deer, the black-tailed deer, the large brown wolf, the small wolf of the plains, small fox of the plains, or kit fox, antelope, sheep, beaver, common otter, sea otter, minx, seals, raccoons, large gray squirrel, broro, rat, mouse, mole, hare, rabbit, and polecat or skunk. All of which shall be severally noticed in the order in which they occur, as well as such others as I learned to exist, and which not been here recapitulated. Captain William Clark, February 15, 1806.
In this detailed description, Lewis's style comes through. As said before, Clark is copying and editing Lewis's entry. The entry goes on for about another page, stating where the horses are found and which Indians have them. He describes the horses to be an excellent race, lofty, elegantly formed, active, and durable. In short, many of them look like the fine English coursers and would make a figure in any country. Tomorrow, a buzzard, a vulture.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.